The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that unaccompanied minors who enter the U.S. illegally are entitled to a court hearing. The ruling counters two laws passed by Congress dealing with unaccompanied minors, and it means that juveniles detained near the border or elsewhere in the country who don't have a parent with them must be given bond hearings. For more on this, Evelyn Cruz joins us now on the line. She's a clinical professor at ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. So first, give us a little background on this. Have unaccompanied minors up until this point been detained or denied hearings?
Well, the normal procedure for unaccompanied minors was established in 1987 through a settlement between the Department of Homeland Security, or back then INS, and the advocacy groups to try to establish a way to deal with children that show up at our shores without a parent. And that process has been around since then and has had some challenges here and there when different administrations have tried to whittle away those protections. But for the most part, it has been consistent that those children do have an opportunity to be heard by a court as to whether or not they should be released.
So normally when an unaccompanied minor is detained, would they be given to a foster family or would they go through a different process to try to connect them back with their own family?
Well, the process for the children is that when they are detained at the border, Department of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol are supposed to turn them over to the Health and Human Services Department, which puts them in a shelter-type detention center where there are social workers who are charged with trying to figure out whether the child can be reunified with a family member within the United States, can be placed in some kind of organization that is willing to sponsor them, or if their child cannot be reunified, they are placed within the federal system of a foster care until such time as the child either obtained status, is removed back to his or her country, or otherwise finds another place to live.
So tell us a little bit about what the Ninth Circuit found in this. What was behind their decision yesterday?
Well, the administration has been trying a couple of different things to change that agreement. They've been trying to, say that a child who is in the United States and has a family member with whom they can reunify is to no longer be categorized as an unaccompanied minor once that reunification has taken place. The other thing that they have been arguing is that we need to have these children within the government shelters and not have to release them until we deal with their status. And the idea is that we should be able to handle their cases so quickly that it's not that traumatic for the child to be detained for that period of time. And the Ninth Circuit says, no, that's not what we decided. We wanted the least restrictive means of detaining these children, and releasing them into the community is in the best interest of that goal.
All right. Evelyn Cruz is a clinical professor at ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. Evelyn, thanks so much for joining us to explain this.
You're welcome. Take care.